Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so excited that you joined us for another episode of the Me Too We Talk podcast. And just in case you forgot, our goal here is to help engaged couples, seriously dating couples,
yes,
and marriages move from me to we, one couple at a time. All you got to do if you want to be a part of our tribe is subscribe. You can follow us on this podcast, or you can go to Instagram and follow us at the handle of Me to We Love. Isn't that awesome?
Hey, man. Come on now. I appreciate you letting people know where to find me at.
Yes.
Come on now, girl.
Because, you know, I need to know where to find him, too. I like to keep tabs on this man. So now you can find us together.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I guess this is a perfect opportunity to talk about our topic, okay? Now, I will tell you, I feel like telling my husband to say what this episode is about. Honey, why don't you tell everybody what this episode is about?
Are you always volunteering me to tell people to tell stuff and what you want them to know?
Uh-huh. I had to volunteer.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is called Voluntold.
Yeah.
And just happened to hear this from a great friend of ours today. And I was like, what? She voluntold? What? I'm like, man, I get voluntold stuff all the time. I didn't know there was a word for it.
Yes, yes. So, you know, a lot of people may know what this means. You know, typically you hear it in a work setting, or you will hear it in a wife setting.
Facts.
It's the truth. And I have been guilty of it. I'm going to go ahead and testify, not test a lie, right? That I have definitely been guilty of this. And when we heard this, we were actually going to record something completely different.
Yes.
And you know, Connell and our very close friend said how he had got voluntold to do something. And we were like, man, we do that all the time, right? And then we said, that is a perfect episode topic. So I'm so happy to bring this to you guys greatly. My husband is as well. I voluntold him to, right?
She did. She did. Shout out to my guy, SD. I won't say his name because I don't want him out there like that, but SD.
Yeah.
Appreciate you looking out today.
We love you. You and WD, okay? So with that being said, let me give you the definition of voluntold.
Please.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Voluntold is the past tense of voluntel, okay?
Mm.
And to voluntel someone or to volunteer them to do something without having that subject's prior approval, okay?
Right.
The situation most frequently occurs in a situation with large numbers of volunteers who don't have specific duties, okay? Right? Or don't want to volunteer, okay? And it happens that way. Now, you're going to love this one. It goes even better, right? When you're voluntold in this situation, it's an act of promising the services of another, right?
Right. That's marriage. Sounds like marriage.
Right. Okay. Can I give them an example?
Please do.
We found this one. This is so awesome. This is on slangdefined.org. You guys are going to love it. But it says, wife to friend, I'll get hubby to come out and paint your ceiling on Saturday, okay? And then the hubby, his response is this, I can't go golfing with you, pal. I was voluntold to paint someone's ceiling. So it's the act of promising the services of your spouse without their permission, right? And stuff that you don't want to do, but it makes you look good.
Right. See, that's what it is. It's all about you. Because you didn't ask. You didn't know if I had plans. But you just telling somebody I'm going to do something that I didn't really sign up to do. See?
Yes. It's purely selfish reasons, right?
It is.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to get them out. Like, there's multiple reasons of why a wife may do this, okay? Can I give them just maybe one?
Yes, please.
Okay. It could be because, you know what? You're kind of quiet, right? or you're just not really stepping out and being who we see that you can be, right? And so we're going to just push you out of the nest, right? And say, fly, baby, fly, right?
Hilarious.
And it's so that you can grow and meet new friends and do things that you should do, right? And then when you come out, you have new friends and you're so excited, friends that we approve of. It is so awesome.
Why are you trying to babysit me like I'm a preschooler or something? It sounds like a child. It sounds like you're pushing. It sounds like you're babying your child, and you say your child need friends, so let's voluntold him to go to preschool or something.
That is true.
No, I'm a grown man,
yes,
and I make my own decisions sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it seems, since I'm getting voluntold to do certain things. And what's crazy, I've been this has been going on for 13 years of my marriage. I didn't have a word for it. I just said, that's Rhonda. Now I got a word for it. And another crazy thing I'm sitting here thinking about is, if you think about it, though,
mm-hmm,
to me anyway, just from the outside looking in,
yes,
this is more of a woman's trait.
Yeah, it doesn't, for the fact that, specific to every woman.
I'm just saying, you're never going to find a husband talking about he voluntold his wife something.
Yes, they do.
Because it's going to be some back talk.
Yes.
The wife's going to give me some back talk.
No, no. Don't use our marriage as the example for every marriage. It's a personality type of trait, right? So you might have one spouse that's outgoing and one spouse that's not. But yet, sometimes the spouse may be outgoing, but they don't want to commit to the work that has to be done to it, so they'll commit you to the work and then they get to be outgoing and facts. Then they feel like we both win, right? Because they split the task in half, and that may be a reason. When I already gave one reason, okay, the other reason is they could be very well controlling. Okay,
true, right? True,
they can be, and you know, I have been guilty of that as well. You know that. Jesus take the wheel, right? But you guys know how that goes. Like, sometimes it's like, hey, I want them to do it whether they make the decision or not, okay? Because it's the exact opposite of volunteering, okay?
True.
All right? It's always used in reference to an unpleasant task.
True.
In my opinion.
True. But if you think about it, going back to what you said earlier, mm-hmm. not when I joked about it being, you treating me like a child with kid gloves. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, for somebody who is kind of like a wallflower, maybe okay. a husband that's a wallflower, uh-huh. it does put them out there a little bit. Especially, for instance, I remember one time you volunteered us for your job to go do some community service.
Okay.
Which I have no problem doing community service, uh-huh. but at the same time, I would have liked to have been asked. But at the same time, us doing the community service is bettering your career. So it's like, we're going to get that work done. So, you know, hand in hand it goes, you know.
Well, you know what? I want to give you guys some context with that. The reason why was this. At the job, when I'm working, and this is when I was earlier, I think it was earlier in my career.
Yeah, this was at the old job.
Yeah, this was not at my current role, but this was a while ago, and I was really trying to get out there. Now, what people don't know is this, like, Connell is not a wallflower. He is 100% a social butterfly, okay? And in business settings, he is the perfect mate, in my opinion, to help me bridge the gap between, you know, how sometimes when you're working side by side next to the same gender, there can be competition. Even with the opposite gender, there can be such right. competition. So when someone who they're not, competing against comes in and kind of bridges the gap, mm-hmm. right, it really helps the other spouse. And so that's what happened. I voluntold him. He's right. I voluntold him to help us with it, but he did such an excellent job that I've decided never to stop. It's
know,
the truth.
It is. Because you know what? Flattery, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. Flattery gets you everywhere with me. So,
oh, yes.
Yes, I'm gonna keep voluntolding. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to be there when you say be there. Because I know I play my role, son. I play my role.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, well, thank you, honey. I appreciate you playing your role. But this can be uncomfortable for some people, right?
It can
like,
be.
If you don't have that, you know, the relationship where it's clear, then it sounds like, okay, so you're just trying to, you know, trade me in for nothing. You
yeah.
know?
Well, when you say that, I was thinking about it twofold, because it can be uncomfortable, but depending on where you're coming from, depending on what stage of your relationship you're in as well, mm-hmm. it can also be with, let's say, for instance, like I say it's a woman trait, right? The fiance mm-hmm. is trying to present you in a better light.
Okay.
For instance, for her family.
Oh.
So she voluntold you for something involving the family, right?
Yes.
But she knows, like, your skill set, like you just told about my skill set, mm-hmm. your skill set is dope for what needs to get done. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs to see how, quote unquote, her baby gets down. So okay. she voluntold you for it, but it's only from the standpoint of trying to get you out there so everybody can fall in love with you like she did. Uh-huh. So in that case, it's not necessarily a bad thing, other than the fact she may not have asked.
Okay.
But it's also like it's coming from a good place, in my opinion, in that case only.
Okay, well, here, can I give you all an example, right?
It's going to be a good one.
Well, yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, well, this was before Connell, right? And I remember that it was a guy that I was dating, and he really did want me to make an impression with his mom.
Okay.
And I was just talking and everything, and then all of a sudden, I was voluntold that I was going to make macaroni and cheese. I had made it for him once before. He liked it, you know. And
fire.
So, and thank you. I try my best. It's my mama's recipe. And so I was like, what? And first of all, I had a hard day at work. I was extremely tired. My hair was all over my head. And all I thought I was going to do was go to the hairdresser before I went to this like family picnic event.
Right.
And he voluntold me, and it was absolutely inconvenient.
Short notice too?
It was extremely short notice. And there was no way way I could have gotten that stuff done in that amount of time. And I was like, what? Oh my God. Why would you at the time volunteer me for that? Now I know I was being voluntold. He's like, you got it. You can do it. So I go ahead, I put it together. Hair's a mess. My hair frizzed up. It was so hot and everything. It was horrible. And so I made the macaroni and cheese. But let me tell you what ended up happening, okay? This is what happens when it's not your original thought, okay?
Okay.
His mother had made macaroni and cheese too. And she did something that I don't do. It's a recipe that I don't add on there. God, I hope he is not listening to this, and neither his mother. But I remember she used to put frosted flakes on the top of her macaroni and cheese. And you know, in our family, that's just not how we get down. We just don't do that.
Okay.
So when mine was there and hers was there, everyone tore up my macaroni and cheese. They left hers there. And then they start talking about her. And it was like, man, you better get the recipe from that young girl. You better get that and everything. And it was just, and I'm thinking like, oh, she thinks that's cute. No, she hated my guts.
Of course. Come on now.
She hated my guts, you guys.
Did you like this dude?
At the time.
Okay, because I'm saying that's probably why you're not together right now. Because like his mama deaded that relationship. She ended that. Come on, fam. You can't outcook nobody, mama. And if you try, you better downplay it. No, it was a wrap. It was a wrap from the get-go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. That's true. You see how that can end up happening, you know, where you can have that as a situation. So, voluntold is not always a good thing, right? You know?
True.
What about, I know a time, I can give you another one, but if you have another example, I'll tell you. It's been so many times. I just wanted to say that this is not just gender-based. It is 100% men do it, too.
No, I think we do it as well. But from the standpoint of me and you doing it to me, because that's all I have to go on. Because I've never done it to you.
What?
I've never done it to you.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Maybe I've done it to you from the standpoint of like telling you like let's go out or something. I voluntold us to go on a double date, something like that. But you got to eat.
No,
you got to dance. You got to dance.
No,
come on, girl.
No, that's not what you did too. And I'm gonna call you out on it too.
But as far as my own voluntold experiences. You know, I come to the conclusion that that's just Rhonda.
No, you keep Rhonda, saying that.
You're an adjective, a noun, a pronoun, a verb. Like, Rhonda have you doing some of everything. And I've just come to realize, like, I just got to stay ready, so I ain't got to get ready. That's all I got to say. Hands down.
Okay, so check this out. Now I'm going to tell you. Now I'm pulling out the glove. The kid gloves come off, my friend. Okay? So let me tell you all what he did to me. Okay? So
remind me, because my memory ain't that long.
And I'm going to say it was done by proxy of your mother. Okay?
Who so, what now? That wasn't me then.
Nope. She named you. You're her baby.
Hilarious.
And it's all one line. Okay? Mm-mm. Honor thy mother and thy father. Give her respect. Okay? So what happened was this. We had went down south for something. I think it was either a reunion. It was something a more fun loving, right?
Right.
So we went down there. We were in, you know, in the state where your family is from, okay?
Because
I know they don't like to speak of it. And so when we were down there, we drove in. We had been driving hours because it takes a little while to get there. I say about 10 or 11 hours, right?
Correct.
So when we get there, I'm exhausted. All I want to do is go to sleep, okay? And Connell's mom was there, and Connell, one of his aunts were there as well. And Connell's mom, I felt, with a few of the family members, may have been bullied a little bit when they were younger. Can I say that? Is that fair?
I mean, that's fair. I mean, they were, I won't say bullied, but they were definitely, let's say, hazed into the family, per se.
Everyone is hazed into Connell's
some type of family. Okay.
We're into Connell's family. Let me be real, okay?
Continue.
So his mom went through the hazing, right? And then what happened was, you know, they'll tell them to do some type of, you know, beauty treatment on someone else, right? So I come in and they had told her that they voluntold her that she was going to do something, right? And that something was roll one of his aunt's hair,
rollers.
Oh yeah, roll her hair up with rollers, okay? Right. So she turns to me, and when I say she, I mean your mom in respect, right? She turns to me and says, Rhonda's gonna roll her hair, okay? I wanna be clear with y'all, okay? You know, Jesus, take the wheel. I didn't even know this lady, okay? And this is his family, but I didn't even know him. This was like my first experience getting to know them. I'm not gonna play in someone's hair that I don't know, and you gonna voluntold me to do it? And she did it in front of everybody and thought that it was just gonna peer pressure me into doing it, like I would have the need to feel accepted by everybody that I would do it. she just didn't know me that well, right? And okay. So I just feel no need to be accepted by people. Like, if my family, my husband, my children love me, my parents love me, that's all I need, okay? But most of all, God loves me, okay? And, right. You know, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, amen. But I'm definitely not going to take anything like that. And so she goes, Rhonda's going to roll her hair. And I said, no, I'm not, like that and everything. And then they all looked, and it was like, no, you can do it. No, I will not. I will not be, aka, voluntold to do anything I don't want to do. I'm not doing it, like that. Mm-mm. And so then Connell's like standing there. Do you know that Connell didn't have my back? He didn't say yes, no, he just stood there, right? And so I'm just like, you're gonna let them just tell me what I gotta do? I mean, that I'm already married to you. Really? You're gonna let them voluntold me? And he does this.
Oh, he's married?
Yes, we were okay. Married. Oh my goodness.
But as you as you're telling the story, I'm simply thinking like, man, Rhonda failed that test.
No.
You failed.
No, I'm glad the test came after we got married, not before, because then maybe it might have been a problem. I might have failed it. But what my point is this, is he looked, when I looked over at him like, help me. Okay, can you help me? Husband? Hubby? Something? When I looked at him in the face, the first thing he did was kind of give this eyebrow and kind of tilt towards her like, you gonna do it like that? And I'm like, what? Like, I gave him a look and I said, and then they were like, well, you're gonna be staying here, so like almost like if you're gonna stay here, you gotta roll her hair. And I said, I will not be staying here, and we're gonna go and get a hotel because I am not gonna do it. And so I was voluntold, and then I voluntold them I will not. Okay,
and I'm proud of you, girl. Looking back, uh-huh, I am quite proud of you for being the voice of reason.
Really?
Yes,
you were. Because
in my mind it was like, it was a woman's conversation, I think. Was that what I was thinking?
What you thought?
I don't know what I was thinking.
That is what you thought.
Maybe I was thinking like, man, I'm glad they didn't ask me to roll her hair.
You guys.
I'm just saying.
He,
I mean,
did think it was a,
I appreciate, you know what? I just appreciate you being a new voice in the family at the time and being able to put your foot down, uh-huh, and say what you're not going to do.
Uh-huh.
Because if you think about it, you empower others. I'm quite sure from that conversation,
oh,
other people said no to some other things. And from that point forward, all the hazing stopped.
No, I'm done with you, dude. I'm done. But that's what I'm trying to say. So he gets mad about me voluntolding him. I'm trying to better our community, right? And, he, and he's got me out here rolling hair. I mean,
hey, I'm trying,
really?
I'm trying to better people's hairstyles. Look at you, girl. You look good. Only thing you can do is help somebody. See, you failed the test. Like I said, you failed. You didn't get my auntie that nice little rap or nothing. It was a rap.
I would never do it. I'm telling you, I will never ever ever do it.
Hilarious.
I will not be voluntold. Okay, I really appreciate you guys listening to this. And if you have been voluntold, okay, or someone is voluntelling you to do something without your permission, we just ask you to seek prior approval. Okay.
Amen.
All right, and thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please feel free to send us a message if you have been in a similar situation or have your own unique situation. You can send an email to us at info@meetawetalk.com, or feel free to go to the meetawetalk.com webpage, go to podcast / and send us a voicemail message. It's right on the page on the sidebar. We love you all so much. We hope you love us right back. We feel that you do, but we want you to have a wonderful and blessed week. Sound fair, honey?
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us tell you the truth.
Well, thank you so much for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me, God.
Amen.